Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Joe, tell us how all this happened.
Well, I think we know the whole story about the professional type of pictures being posted in secured cabinets that belong to both SEPTA and possibly the city in certain ways. Then we've heard a very brief response from I think both the city and the Eagles that it's a counterfeit sign and that basically it's something that went up by a private artist and it's been removed. Well, it's been removed, but the circumstances and the concerns of it, you know, are unresolved. You know, how does something like this happen? You know, does it always happen to SEPTA's display cabinets?
Right.
And how do they prevent it from happening? I would think somewhere there's some type of secured lock that prevents even any entry into the thing by someone that's not authorized.
Yeah, you know, but from this, Joe, from this, though, some great idea is happened. So you make your pitch right now. What do you want our listeners to do this coming Tuesday, debate watch night?
Great. You know, with regards to the debate watch, one thing I recall when President Trump was on trial up in New York, he said, "I just wish there was some more people outside." And that's my goal. I would like to make sure we fill that area, the designated area that's been approved by the RNC, in which Trump Force 47 is actually overseeing. They've established a secured area for us to wave signs. So basically what I'm asking and what Mina and Jody are here to ask is that anyone that's available come up to 6th and Kala Hill if they can and just spend the evening with us. You know, in some way we're hoping that everyone could come out and show their pride, not just for President Trump, but for America.
And bring a flag. Bring a wave an American flag.
Bring a sign. And if I may, on a personal note, most of the people in South Philly and Philly, if you got an umbrella, bring it.
Okay. All right. The weather forecasting of Joe of South Philly. All right. Jody.
And also, if I may say, Dom, real quick, you know, with regards to the end in South Philly, we do have someone that's coming forward with a bus voluntarily. It has standing room in it, a school bus-sized vehicle. And, you know, our plan right now is between 4 and 6 p.m. to have anyone that can't get a ride up there or can't get on the subway or maybe can't even take the bus, you know, into Center City, the 11th Street bus, to meet us at Tanky's Tavern on 10th and Oregon. Alder and Oregon Avenues, actually, is an area we'd like to use as a pickup location, and we're going to be happy to shuttle anyone back and forth.
Wow.
And we hope to do, but by way of our plan, we're hoping to do it several trips between 4, and we have to cut off the time at 6 p.m. so we could get the final load up there by 6:30.
All right, and let's bring in Jody. It sounds like this is already streamlined, underway. Jody, hope you're doing well. Tell us your thoughts on this.
Well, I think it's a great idea since nobody's allowed inside. You know, that's the rules that, you know, they thought of with Biden in the beginning and Trump sticking with those rules. There's probably going to be problems there. There's going to be people, you know, that are against us, the Kamala people. You never know. You know, look at 2020, what happened in Center City. But what I want to say is if anybody starts with you, just ignore them. Just walk away from them because that's what they want. We need to show the country because this is national. I mean, it's the national debate. We need to show the country that we're law-abiding citizens. We love President Trump. That's why we want him back in office because all this nonsense has to stop.
Absolutely. Jody, hold on 1 second. Let's bring in Mina in West Philly, too, because we got something else coming up here. Mina, welcome to the Dom Giordano Show. What can you tell us your role in this, Mina, is?
Thank you. So my role is simply just wanting all of Pennsylvania, outside of Pennsylvania, people to come in and let's give President Trump a warm welcome. The best way we can do that is come out, wear your patriotic gear. If you have green, I plan on wearing some green there. And let's show them that Philly is Trump City.
Absolutely. Well, it certainly will counter that. Dan, do you have that breaking news now? Because I want to say goodbye.
Let me bring them down. We got to say goodbye. It's some huge breaking news coming up.
Again, Joe, 10th and Oregon around 4 o'clock, going to be shuttled back and forth. We'll have you back on Tuesday to reaffirm all this, but I want people to start planning. Jody, Mina, Joe, thank you so much. To be continued.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, guys.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.